Axel, can you comment on a little about the issue of sightedness? You had this slide in your deck, and maybe not just the empiric data that we have, but the biology behind this.
Yeah, so we have known for actually for quite some time that left-sided and right-sided tumors do behave differently. The data going back to early 2000s when we just used 5-FU-based therapy, that right-sided tumors actually had a shorter survival at the time when we didn't even think about targeted agents or molecular biology as much. And over time, we've actually realized there are so many differences between left and right-sided tumors, and it's not really probably a distinct kind of that there's a crossing, the splenic flexure between right and left. There's probably more continuous difference between gene expression levels and actually also the microbiota that are present in the colon in different areas. So right-sided tumors are more aggressive, are characterized by higher likelihood to be BRAF mutated, MSI high. And again, they have different bacterial colonization than left-sided tumors, where we see more RAS mutations and HER2 overexpression. So all this together, and there are probably a lot of unknown factors that we haven't even identified yet, including gene expression levels that are different between left and right-sided tumors. All this leads to different prognosis, but also different predictive markers that can influence our treatment approaches, in particular with regard to EGF receptor antibody therapy right now, and immunotherapy, given the fact that right-sided tumors are more likely to be MSI high, BRAF mutation, so more targeted agents for right-sided tumors when we target the MAP kinase pathway.
So, Axel, you had this slide on, quote, the perfect candidate for a first-line EGFR monoclonal antibody. Of course, the sidedness issue relates a lot to these kinds of questions. Can you comment?
This slide is, I think, very relevant for clinical practice and has influenced my practice quite a bit. Because in the US, we're so used to giving bevacizumab in first-line therapy. I think, most patients still receive FOLFOX plus bevacizumab as their first-line treatment, regardless of sidedness or, molecular profile. But I actually have used more EGF receptor antibodies now that I believe I know who these patients are who can benefit. Kind of refined patient population that really benefits from EGF receptor antibodies, which are the RAS wild type, BRAF wild type, non-HER2 overexpressors, and all these different factors on the slide, the molecular markers are largely mutually exclusive, so they add up on top of each other. And then we have also learned from various retrospective analysis of prospectively conducted trials that right-sided cancer, at least not in first-line therapy, do not benefit from EGF receptor antibody therapies. That's not mutually exclusive, that's overlapping. So I believe in the end, there are probably about 25% of patients with left-sided RAS/RAF wild-type tumors that really should receive an EGF receptor antibody in first line. That's what I use in my clinical practice.
And does that apply also to patients who are not symptomatic, Axel, or are you more symptomatic patients?
That's a great question. I mean, so let's say the intensity of therapy, whether or not we use a doublet or a triplet with or without biologic agents, really depends on goal of therapy. Do we need to induce a response? Is there a need, for instance, to turn things around rapidly, let's say in kinetic of response, the depth of response? And there are definitely patients that are kind of outliers that don't follow the guideline that I just mentioned. If you have a smoldering disease and not a lot of cancer, elderly patient, you might get away with just, for instance, capecitabine bevacizumab treatment, even in left-sided RAS/RAF wild-type tumors. So it's one of the components that we use to identify the best treatment for patients. So goal of therapy, the need for a response, which is higher when we use EGF receptor antibodies, definitely factors into the treatment decision here.